3 months after its previous leader departed in a pay scandal, the New York Stock Exchange today named Goldman Sachs president John Thain as its new chief executive. He'll preside over the day-to-day operations of the world's largest stock exchange. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
After the turmoil of the past few months, it is perhaps not surprising that the stock exchange would turn to someone like John Thain, a square-jawed 48-year-old Wall Street veteran with a modest demeanor. At a press conference this morning, Thain said he was humbled by the chance to lead the exchange.
Let us work as one to restore investor confidence and to ensure that the reputation of the New York Stock Exchange rests securely upon the firm foundation of integrity and excellence.
Thain was hired to replace Richard Grasso, who resigned his position in September after revelations that the exchange's board of directors had awarded him a pay package worth nearly $190 million. Many critics complained that the Grasso scandal was partly the fault of the way the board was set up. Grasso played a big role in appointing the board members who set his salary, a big conflict of interest. After the scandal, the exchange split the board into two parts, and this week federal regulators demanded that the job formerly held by Grasso also be divided into separate chairman and chief executive positions. That's meant to ensure that too much power isn't concentrated in the hands of one person. North Carolina Treasurer Richard Moore, who was recently named to one of the new boards, said Thain will concentrate on issues such as hiring, drawing up a budget, and overseeing the exchange's technical operations.
Virtually every aspect of the day-to-day running of the exchange, except the systems that check behind the specialist and the floor brokers to make sure that no one is cheating, that they are complying with their own rules.
Officials say those issues, as well as salaries, will be handled by the exchange chairman. Right now, the job is being filled by former Citibank chairman John Reed, but he's not expected to stay. The response to Thain's appointment today was generally positive. Securities and Exchange Commission Chairman William Donaldson praised Thain's distinguished record of leadership and knowledge. Many people noted that Thain has a strong technological background and, as a Wall Street veteran, comes to the job with considerable experience of how the financial markets work. Again, Richard Moore.
I think it is very appropriate to have someone from the industry whose job it is to actually run the day-to-day operations of the exchange.
But there were also critics who said the appointment of a new president can't begin to address the problems that still plague the exchange. Ann Yerger is deputy director of the Council of Institutional Investors.
We understand that he is a very talented individual. Our concern really isn't with the person at the top. It's the structural problems at the exchange, which are longstanding and ongoing.
Yerger said even with the changes that followed the Grasso scandal, conflicts of interest are still a big problem at the exchange.
The problem now with the recently approved new governance structure is that the people who are being regulated are the ones who are still electing the directors responsible for overseeing their regulation. And that structure simply doesn't work.
SEC officials made clear this week that they, too, have lingering concerns about the way the exchange is operated and will probably demand more changes next year. In at least one way, the exchange is attempting to take a step forward. Officials said today that Thain would receive a top salary of $4 million a year, a considerable amount, but a lot less than Richard Grasso made. Jim Zaroli, NPR News.